morning. We come from all kind of experiences of our week or season of our life. Maybe for some of us, this week has just been a wreck. Everything just did not seem to turn out right. I know for some of you, you've got some news this week that you didn't like at all. It was just flat out bad. And you're coming with that this morning. Maybe for some of you, this week was a home run all the way through. It was just a good week. Things were just turning out the way you wanted them to. Maybe for some of us, it's just been a normal week, an average week where nothing really spectacular, nothing really bad happened. We're just kind of cruising through life. We're kind of existing. Maybe that's the season of our life that we're in. Maybe it's not just our week. Maybe what I described is a season that you're in. But you know, we come here this morning. We come here as people of faith. We come here as the body of Christ. And we come here with our various experiences of the week, the day, the season that we're in. And we come here to Barnabas each other and to encourage each other and to bless each other and to call each other out and to use the experiences that I have, whether they're bad or whether they're good, to help my brother, my sister, help each other along, right? Because what has happened to me this week, what has happened to you this week, is all part of God wanting to bring greater glory to him somehow. So when you share the tough things of your life, someone else has had a good day, a good week, and God's just really breathing life into them, they can speak life to you. And when you share the testimony of what God's doing in your life, the good stuff that he's doing, someone who's low and discouraged and heavy of heart and weary can be lifted up. That's what church is. That's what fellowship does. And for those who are just living average lives, God's Holy Spirit is constantly calling us to more, the higher plane, the higher call, the higher road. So whatever our experience is, today God wants us to turn our eyes to him. My prayer is that he would breathe new life into every one of us, spiritually, physically, emotionally. See, God doesn't want experience to be what happens to us. Sometimes we say, my experience is so bad. God doesn't want our experience in life to be just what happens to us. Rather, God wants it to be what we become and what we do with what happens to us. Experience is really what we do and what we become with what is happening to us. Experience is not, God doesn't want us to see it like, this is what's happening to me, this is my experience. He wants us to take the things that happen to us to help us become and to be. So this morning, church life is about calling each other to walk with Christ more fully. Here's a verse in Romans chapter 15, verse 14 that says this. I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren. Paul is speaking to the Roman people, Roman Christians, that you are full of goodness, you're filled with knowledge, and you're able to encourage one another. So I speak that to each of us this morning. I'm persuaded of each of you, each of us here, that we are full of goodness because God is present. God is within us. God wants to do something with among us. We are filled with knowledge, able to encourage each other. There's great giftings in this body. There's great dreams and visions, great skills. And God is using each of you in various ways that you're plugging into this fellowship. And particularly from the Sunday school superintendent's perspective, I really appreciate each of you who accepts the challenge of encouraging, exhorting, and leading out in your various assignments. It's such a blessing. And as we come into the summer season, you know, it's a little harder to find people to fill those roles a lot of times. So I just encourage you. This is what we're all about. You are full of goodness because of God. You're full of knowledge and able to encourage each other. So take that practically, take it personally, and let's build each other up. And whatever we're experiencing in life, we're picking each other up. We're helping each other find the high road of life. Experience is not what happens to us, it's what we do with what happens to us. That's experience. So let's just give this morning to the Lord. Father, we thank you so much. You're God of wonders, you're God of might, you're the ever-living God, you're the I Am God, you change not. And because of that, you issue mercies to us. You don't consume us. You load us with benefits daily in spite of the fact we don't deserve it. We mess up, and we come in just our humanity. We come to you seeking your divinity to be within us. Encourage us today, Lord. I pray for all the giftings to be alive today and to life to be spoken into each other. That we may be the salt and the light in our world. Bless every class, every person, every participant. Bless every teacher. And Lord, pour out of your Spirit into us your fullness. Dismiss us with your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.